the Jewish Center. I'm very happy to welcome all of you to the Shiur by Rav Soloveitchik, sponsored by the Orthodox Union. Our shul enjoys a long history of close association with the Union, and we commend its officers and its staff for arranging for the Shiur this evening. It's really a great zechus for us to have this opportunity to host the Rav Soloveitchik in our shul. On the pasuk of Ushmo Mordechai in the Megillah, Chazal tell us, "V'chol makom hatzadikim shimam kodem lachem, v'chein hocha Ushmo Mordechai v'lo Mordechai shimo." But this doesn't only draw attention to a very simple technicality that the word shame comes before instead of after the name. But it means that wherever tzaddikim are, wherever tzaddikim go, their name, their shame, their reputation precedes them. Rav Soloveitchik comes to us this evening, preceded by an outstanding reputation. As a Gadol Israel, the foremost Rosh Yeshiva, as a fearless spokesman for traditional Judaism. We all hope, we all pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to grant him the strength to inspire all of us with his Divrei Torah and his Divrei Hashkafa, L'Hadir Torah V'Ma'amim. It's a pleasure for me now to present to you Rabbi Shalom Reitman, the chairman of the Torah Education Committee of the Orthodox Union.
Quick mode, Lajna Yeshiva, Kod Mod Asma, Rav Shechta, and friends. I'm happy to welcome you to our shiur tonight, which is really the highlight of an ongoing program of the Torah Education Commission of the Orthodox Union. And hosting the Chodak Sanya, I wish to take this opportunity to express our deep appreciation to the distinguished rabbi of the Jewish Center, Rabbi Shechter, for his help and his graciousness in so many areas. We also want to acknowledge with appreciation your energetic and resourceful Executive Director, Rabbi Weichner, for his splendid cooperation and arrangements to make the Shiur possible. We also wish to thank Rabbi Bertram Lev, Director of Synagogue Services, for the arrangements and the many details associated with tonight's Shiur. We are also most grateful to Rabbi Joel Schoenfeld of the Orthodox Union for his most effective help and skill in publicizing the event. Now it is my privilege to call upon the distinguished President of the Orthodox Union, Mr. Sidney Questel.
One of the Purim Shiurim of Rav Gaon of Yossi Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik Shiva, he asked the question, what is the key of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? And in essence, the Rav concluded that in performing the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, there's a key in identifying oneself with his fellow Jew, and identifying himself with God as well. This, I believe, is the essence of the work of the Orthodox Union, to strengthen in each Jew his or her identification with Klal Yisrael, whether it's through our Shabbaton program, our retreat program, NCSY's Kira Bukhokin and Fitz Karobin, or NCSY's Yachad program for the development of the disabled, the Our Way program for the Jewish Deaf. Aluach Limit program, in which 3,500 people learn Torah every day. A Jerusalem experience for public high school children. A Jewish action. And our Torah Commission program, which denied us sponsoring the shiur by our Rabbi Gaon of Aaron Halevi's elevation. And it's most fitting tonight that we should sponsor this shiur, an Arab word. Mara tells us that on Purim time, the Jews renewed their commitment to Torah. They again accepted the Torah. Kimu v'kiblu, kimu macha kiblu t'var. And the Torah, as we know, is the very foundation for our existence and our identification as the Jewish people. I'm therefore delighted that the union sponsors this shiur tonight. I'm happy to greet all of you and hope that you will continue to participate in all of the activities of the union so that we can continue with our mission, L'Hafil Torah L'Hafil. The subject of tonight's shiur is the message of Zohar and its relationship to Purim. And Zohar, the Rav says, means more than simply to recall. It means also to experience deeply and with profound concern. This is how he explains the unusual sequence in the sentence, Habein Yakir Li Ephraim, in Yelech Sha'ashirim, Kimidei Dabribo, Zohar Eskeheno. For as I speak of him, I remember him. The sequence should normally have been differently. When I remember him, then I speak of him. The reversed sequence, the Rav says, means that when I speak of him, I feel deeply for him, with profound care and concern and love. Moron Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Shlita, who was already characterized more than 10 years ago by Hagoyen Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who said of him that he is one of the true Gedolei Hador. He is not only a great teacher of Torah, but one whose great love for every Jew and his deep and profound concern for the well-being of Am Yisrael reflect his own great sensitivity and personal warmth. It is Zechila, in that sense, par excellence. And we are most grateful to the Rosh HaYeshiva for his gracious acceptance to give the shiur tonight, despite the many demands and great pressures that he is subjected to. It is my zechus and honor to call upon Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik.
I would like to preface the shear with two remarks. One remark is in conformity to the aloche mentioned at the end of Maseches Broches of Pesachim b'chli achsanya. It seems that in this case there is more than one achsanya, more than one host. Is the OU, is the Jewish Center, and of course the Morad Asra Jewish Center, Rav Yaakov Shechter. So I'm paying tribute to all the hosts. Second remark is, because this day and Shushan Purim represent Yahrzeits in my family. 20 years ago, so the few months between Teves and Oder, it was a leap year 20 years ago, so our family suffered three bitter bereavements. I'm Chof Teves, so 20 years ago my mother Zechir Mivroch was Nifta. And then it was a leap year, as I mentioned, so my brother Reb Shmuel Zechir Mivroch was Nifta on Tesbobo Davishi. And on the Dalef Oder Sheni, yesterday, so my sister-in-law, the Rebbetzin of my father, the Rov, Rabbi Yisrael Be'er, Shlite, was Nifta. So tonight is the 20th Yahrzeit of my sister-in-law, Rebbetzin Tonya, and I'm Shushan Purim will be the 20th Yahrzeit of my brother, Reb Shmuel Zechir Mivroch. So this year is dedicated to my brother Reb Shmuel and to my sister-in-law, Rebbe Sintonia. The topic of this year is the message of Zohar and of Purim. It will be primarily discussed on the Ashkofe level, but of course it will be intertwined with the halacha. And I'll start with the halacha. But the halacha will encompass every sentence in the Shira. The Mishnah in Megillah, the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Choftes, says that starting with Rishchei Shoda, there are four special sub-chavoses. Special in the sense that there is a special creed. So the first special Shabbos is Shabbos Shkol. And it's called Shabbos Shkolim in view of the fact that over and above the regular kriya in the center of the week, there is a kriya in Parashat Shkolim in Kisisu. If Rishchei Shoda is on Shabbos, then the kriya in Parashat Shkolim takes place on Shabbos Rishchei Shoda. Then there are three kriyas. The kriya in Monsev HaTorah, in the regular portion of the week, whatever it is, and then in the second Tzivah Torah, the Kriya in Rish Chedesh, and in the third Tzivah Torah, the Kriya in Parsha Shkol. If Rish Chedesh Odar is in the course of the week, so then on the Shabbat before that, we read Parsha Shkol, and then we take out only two Tzivah Torah. That's the first special Shabbos. The second special Shabbos is Shabbos Zochar. That's on the Shabbos preceding Pur. Then the third shall read the parsha of Zohar is Asher Osa L'Chamor. The third special Shabbos is Shabbos Po. And on that Shabbos, we read in Chukas about Tzrif HaSapo, Asi HaSapo. The fourth special Shabbos is Parshas HaChidosh, when we read, so that again, either if Shabbos, if Chidosh Nisan, Chidosh Nisan is on Shabbos, so then we read on Shabbos Chidosh Nisan, and we think our Tzitzit HaTorah, three kriyas. If Chidosh Nisan is in the course of the week, so then on the Shabbos, when we are Mivorech Chidosh Nisan, we read the Parshas HaChidosh in Bei. Why is there such a law? Of course, that's Itakonis Chachom. Even though Parshat Zocher and Teisve says even Parshat Po is the Raise, but it doesn't mean that it's the Raise to be read Dafke Dishas. That's the Rabbanon. But it has a basis in the Raise. According to some Rishani, so the Midraise, there is a chiyuv to read the parsha of Amalek once in the cycle of the Kriya, or once in the course of the year. So Mimele, the Kriya of Parsha Zocher is all the chumras of Midraise, even though, as far as the Midraise is concerned, you can be mekaymet when you hear the Kriya in Parsha Kisetzer. And the Mogavrom says, when you hear the Kriya of Ayobi Amolek, you are also kindly raised. But there is a basis in the raising, according to some Rishon, not according to all Rishon. And Teis Vashiti is that Parsha Po is also the raising. The question is, what kind of a basis in the raising is there for Parsha Po? So again, it doesn't mean that there is a chiyuv of the raising to read Parsha Po and the Shabbos after Purim, we know the rice. But sometimes, Bizman HaBayis, there was a chiyuv of the rice to read the parsha of Asiyah Sapo. The Gemara in Yumed Avdalet says, in discussing the psukim in Kitzave, in connection that this coming Seder, in connection with the Shivas Yimei Amiluim and in Tzav, the Psukim in Tzav, dealing with the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, the dedication of Aaron and the dedication and consecration of Aaron and Bonov. So the Torah says at the end of Tzav, Vayikro Ches Posik, Posikei, Vayemer Meshe Eloido, Ze Hadovor Asher Tziva Hashem. In respect to the Meluim. So the Gemara in Yumed Avdalet says, Ze Hadovor Asher Tziva Hashem, Melamei Tshafim Dibo Maki, Ze Hadovor. Even the Dibo is important. That implies that Meshivas Yili Amuim, so Jews, all Jews, not only Aaron, but all the Israelites, were required to read this parasha of Tzav, dealing with Meluim. That's one pasuk in Parasha Tzav, that's Perek Ches Vayikro Posike. Then in Perek Ches Vayikro, I think Posik Lamedalet, Kasher, also by Yemaze, Tzivo Adishem Laasris, Lechafer Aloch. So the Gemara in Yume, Davdalet again says, Kasher, also by Yemaze, Tzivo Adishem Laasris, Lechafer Alechem, Kasher, also by Yemaze, that means in connection with the Meluim. So Aaron Vonov had to be confined, had to be perished from their homes for the 7 days of consecration of the Lord. Sivu Adishem Laseis, Ze Maisepo, Lechaper Aleichem, Ze Yimakipo. So because of that, just as there was a chiyuv of confinement for 7 days for Aaron Vonov in connection with the Yimei Amurim, the consecration of Aaron Vonov, so also Lideres, there is a loche that the Kehen Hoei Osuk Vasiyas HaToro had to be confined for 7 days. Shivas Yom Kedem Matrisim Esakeh that's in Mishnah in Torah, Mibese. And the same thing is true of the King God. That the King God had to be Shivas Yomim, that's the Mishnah Yomim, the first Mishnah. Shivas Yomim Kedem Imakipurim Matrisim King God Mibese. Nishkas Palhedrin, he had to be confined away from his home for 7 days. And the Rambam paskens that is midrash, being in connection with the Kohen who was involved in the Asiyas HaTorah, and being in connection the Kingdom. So the Gemara in Yomid Avdala says, Kasharoso Vayin Azeh, in connection with the Miluim of Shivas Yom in confinement, Tzivu Adishem La'aseis L'chafer Aleichem, La'aseis Ze Srifas Po, L'chafer Aleichem Ze Kein Godo Yom HaKippur. So that means there is a chiyuv, just as there was a chiyuv of confinement in connection with the Shivas Yom HaMiluim, there is a chiyuv of confinement for the Kehanim who are involved in Asiyas HaTorah for 7 days, and there is a chiyuv midrashe of confinement for the King Godot 7 days before Yom Kippur. And since there was a chiyuv in connection with the Shivas Yom HaMiluim, Ze Vayim HaMeishi Eloheido, Ze HaDovar HaShatziva HaDishem, Melamed Shafu Dibo Ma'akev, so there was a chiyuv midrashe to read B'tzibo, the Psukim, dealing with the Miluim. So, some mail an account of the aloche, Kasharoso Vayim Azeh, Tziva Adishem La'aseis Lechaper Aleichem, there is a chiyuv lideres. Whenever a Kehen, a Kehanim will be involved in the Asiyas Reifas HaTorah, and the Mishnah in Torah says, and the Rambam mentions it, in Peri Gimel, Mehilchas Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu may prepare the first Eifapor. And that Eifapor that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared was enough for all the years from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael in Vayishev. And then Ezra prepared again Eifapor for Taras Tnei Nesi. And then between Ezra and Chum Vayishemi, 7 more porins, Eifapor, were prepared. So altogether it's 9, and the Rambam concludes, Hamelech HaMashiach, so he will prepare again, so it will be the 10th time that there will be Asiyas HaTorah, and the Rambam concludes, Omein Kein Yehi Rotzei. The Melech HaMashiach, it was the Yovei, Omein Kein Yehi Rotzei, the call of the Omein, Kein Yehi Rotzei. This is the only expression of Omein Kein Yehi Rotzei that the Rambam mentions in Yolech HaZokot. So that means that there is a chiyuv, the raise, to read in content of an each and every Israelite, to read Parshas Poro at the time of the Srifas HaPoro. It was done 9 times. So Mimele the Chachomim were misaken that before Pesach, on account of the fact that all the Israelites have to be taken, Every Jew is mechuyev. Every Jew and every Jewess is mechuyev to bring a korban pesach. So they have to be tearing. There was a takonis chachomim that the Shabbos before Nisan, as Jews are getting ready for Pesach, and they have to be ready to be machal on Pesach, they have to be trained to read Beitzibu, the parasha of Paradum. So it has a basis in the Raisa. The same thing is true of Parsha Zohar. It's not that there is a chiyuv the Raisa to read Parsha Zohar, dafke b'shabbat for Purim, but there is a chiyuv, according to many rishonim, to read once in the cycle of the Kriya. Cycle. Sometimes it's once in 3 years, but again, the cycle is completed every year. So there is a chiyuv. So Mimele called the Tikkun Rabbonon King the Raisa Tikkun, and it's called the Raisa because it has all the chumres of the Raisa. And then there is the special Shabbos of Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh, in order to know all the dinim of Korban Pesach. So that's the reason for the four special Shabbos. Shabbos HaGodol, all right, is not really a special Shabbos. All right, there is a special Haftor, and this is not so according to many Rishayim. But our meaning is to read the Orbo. But Shabbos HaGodol is not a special Shabbos. So we have only four special Shabboses, on which there is a special creed. So according to the Gemara Megillat Afrotes, it appears that each special Shabbos has its own peculiar reason. The special Shabbos of Parshas Koli has its own special reason, because why Chodesh Oder, or the Shabbos when we are mevorech Chodesh Oder, because there is aloche of Ilas Chodesh b'chodoshe. So that implies that starting in Nisan, so the Korbanos Tzibur have to be offered from the new Trumas HaMishkan, not from the old Trumas HaMishkan. So mele, the Shulchan is used to be sitting session. The bankers, I mean, used to sit in session and to collect the Machtzis HaShekel from every Jew, the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel. So, because of that, they eat the Chachomim or Misakein, that on Shabbos Rishchei Deshoder, or the Shabbos on which we are Mivorech Rishchei Deshoder, so we need Parshas Kol. That's the reason. So, that reason is a reason peculiar to Parshas Kol. And that reason is only Shayach Bizman Abayis. Today, there is no Machtzis HaShekel. So that reason is not Shayach. So why do we read today when there is no Bris Hamikdash, there is no Machtzis HaShekel? Why do we read on Shabbos Chodesh Oder or Shabbos Mivorech Chodesh Oder the Parsha of Shkolim? So the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufay says that is because of Zeich HaMikdash. Then Parsha Zohar, the special Shabbos of Parsha Zohar, has its own peculiar reason and purpose, namely because of Purim. So the Gemara says, "Vayomim ha'ilu niskorim binasim." So niskorim sechira precedes gdime. So as sechira precedes asir. So the celebration of Purim represents asir. Why does it represent asir? We only celebrate, I mean, we are not waging the war against Amalek on Purim. We are only celebrating the victory that the Jewish people attained over Haman and over the Zimri Israel. So why is that called Asiyah? That has to be explained. But this is what the Gemara says. Vayomi Meilim is Korim Binasim Milamej, that Niskorim Schire is Kidemes Lasi. So we have to be Maskir Amorim on the Shabbos before Purim. So again, this is the peculiar purpose of the special Shabbos called Shabbos Ochim. And Parsha Poro, again, Bizman Abayis, it had its own peculiar reason in order to remind the Israelites that they have to be toyer, they have to be ready, they have to be able to be makhel the Korban Pesach. And Parsha Achilish, of course, Bizman Abayis had its own special reason in order to know the dinim of a Korban Pesach and Achilas Korban Pesach. But it is obvious that in addition to the special, peculiar purpose of each special Shabbos, there is a common purpose, a composite purpose and goal for the four Shabboses combined as a unit. And the raya is that the Gemara says in Megillat Avov, there is a machlekes tanoi. What if it is a summoner bears? And if the tzibur read Parshas Kolim or the Alev, Parshas Zocher, Parshas Poro, Parshas Chedesh, and then Sanhedrin decided all of a sudden, to surprise of all, to be Nabashon. Today is not Shayach, because today it's Al Bukhejan. So know in advance which year is a leap year, is a Shalom of Beres, and which year is a Shalom of Pshuto. But Bizman, when there was Kibush Al Pi Ariyeh, so there was Ibar Hashono also, because of a special decision by Sanhedrin, so then it was possible that Jews throughout the world celebrated Odar Aleph, thinking that there is no other base, and then the Sanhedrin decided to add another month. So the price discusses a machlekes tanoi. Suppose the tzibur read all these special prayers, Parshas Kolim, Parshas Zocher, Parshas Poro, Parshas Achedesh, thinking that right after this or there, there will be a Chedesh Nisan. Then the Sanhedrin decided to marvel the Shem. Do they have to read over again these things? So there is one Tanya who says, you don't have to read it over. The Eved, even if they read it in Odar Aleph, they are Yates. But the Shimon Gamliel says, no, they are not Yates again. They have to read all over again. So Parshas, Rishchei Shoda Beis, they have to read Parshas Kolim, and then in the Shabbat before Purim, they have to read Parshas Zocher, and then Parshas Poro, and then Parshas Achedesh, all over again. Why? So, and they pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, in Megillat Avov, because Rav Shimon Gamliel sova, krevo gulo li gulo adif. In other words, the gule of Nissen has to be close to the gula of Adar. So even though the tzibur, Klal Yisrael, has already read all the kriyas in Odar Aleph, they have to read over again all the kriyas in order that there should be a kiyuv, in the point of time, there should be a closeness between the kriyas of Odar, which are symbolic of Gule, to Chedesh Nissen, which is descriptive of Gulas Mitzvah. So that means that all the four kriyas have to do with Gule. So, Bishleime, Parshas Zocher, all right, we understand. also good. In other words, Jews were saved. Haman HaRasha wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. Now, Batzoki Tav Noshi, and they were saved. So that's Gule. But what kind of Gule is represented by Shkol? What kind of Gule is represented by Tor? Why should we, should the Tzibur be obligated to read Parsha Shkol and Parsha Tor all over again? Because Nismach, Gulo, the other, Gulo, the Nisna, there's a Russian word. What kind of Gulo is represented and symbolized by the Parsha of Shkolim and by the Parsha of Paul? So obviously, besides the peculiar reason for each special Shabbos, which was applicable Bismana Bayis and not today, except by way of Zechar Midgosh and Shalma Poems for Seyu, there is also a composite purpose for the four special Shabboses combined together. And what is that purpose? That is the message of God. Underlying Parsha Shkolim, underlying Parsha Zochar, underlying Parsha Poro, underlying Parsha Sachedesh, there is a message as to the concept of Geula, of Chayos, freedom. And that's the reason as to why today too we have to read all these creeds. Not only because of Zechar Midrash and because of Ishalma Poems for Seyma, but because the composite purpose is just as relevant today as it was with Malabais, and maybe more, maybe much more than with Malabais. So it behooves us to analyze the composite purpose of the four special Shabbos. I think that the composite purpose of the four special Shabbos is mentioned in Psukim, in Yirmiyah. In Yirmiyah, Perek Tes, we'll be reading it tomorrow. Tomorrow is Etonis. I'm referring to Yirmiyah, Posik, Perek Tes, Psukim, Chov Beis, and Chov Vim. Keyomar Ad Hashem. Al Yisaleim Chochom Bichochmosoi, Val Yisaleil Hagibir Bigvurosoi, Val Yisaleil Oshir Bioshoi, Kim Bezois Yisaleil Hamisaleil, Haskil Viodea Isi, Kiani Adishem, Uisachesed, Mishpot of Doko Boretz, Kiboele Chofatz Dimimadi. So the Novi mentions Al Yisaleil Chochom Bichochmosoi, Chochom. And Gvure, Val Yisaleil Agibir Bivorosei, Val Yisaleil Oshir Bioshrei, Ashiras, Kim Bizeis Yisaleil Hamisaleil, Haskil Vyodea Isi, Ki Ani Ad Hashem Yisecheset, Mishpot Uzdoko Boretz, Ki Reile Chofatzti Nium Ad Hashem. I mentioned in the last week, in the lecture on Torah Mado, in Yeshiva Slavsko Honon, that here the Novi says, Kim Bezeis Yisaleil HaMisaleil Haskeil Biyodea Yisi Ki Ani Ad Hashem Yisechesed Mishpot Uzdoko Boretz Ki Boele Chofatzinim Hashem. So a man can only glory and find pride in knowing the Rebbeinu Shalom. One would think, knowing the Rebbeinu Shalom, how do you know the Rebbeinu Shalom? in becoming proficient in metaphysics, in science, Torah, how can you open a Bein Sholom without proficiency in Torah? The Navi doesn't mention metaphysics, physics, natural science. He doesn't even mention the study of the Torah. But what does he mention? Kim bozeis yisaleil ha-misaleil haskil v'yodea isi. When can a person be considered as Yedei Hashem? Not if he's a great scientist. I mentioned in the lecture on Torah Madok. We want to go to Einstein. He certainly was the greatest scientist in the course of centuries, recognized by all. So we see Yedei Hashem. How can we say it was Yedei Hashem? And Chol HaPochas Einstein, he was not a Jew, but he was an ethical person, Einstein. But Planck was the second greatest scientist. They both won, I think, at the same time, the Nobel Prize for Physics, Einstein and Planck. And Planck was a Nazi. So, a Nazi Yedei Hashem. I remember, as a child, so, a cousin of mine, his name was Yosef. He was the son of my father's Achimovocha sister, Zorashke. The whole family perished in the Holocaust. So he was my Chavrus. So he once gave me the Mesilas Yishor. I was, at that time, 10 years old. He said to me, Aaron, that's him who's in Tatum. That's the problem again, he says. Why shouldn't I tell my father? Because Brisk was known to be opposed to Musa. That's the way it is. So he thought, my cousin, Yoshke, as he was called, he thought that my father's a chinuch v'roche would be unhappy if I learn Mesilas Yishor. So I told it to my mother that my cousin gave me, you know, I think some of you know, I was the youngest in the family, so I was a mommy baby all the time. So I told it to my mother, my cousin gave me the Mesilas Yishor to read, but he told me not to tell my father. So my father said, has to show him what is the whole of the top. That's it with the top. Okay. So I told my father. My mother told me, I knew that I should tell my father. So I thought, Yoshike, my cousin, gave me Mesilas Yishor. So my father smiled, I was me. Then he saw me reading the Mesilas Yishor, reading, learning. I was 10 years old. So first I read the Hagdamah. I was shocked to read the Hagdamah, because the Mesilas Yishor says, Nema os tov in yiras Hashem. Os tov, einayim heir, os tov in rifuah, os tov in chochmas of teva, os tov in chochmas shiur, in this mathematics. Einayim heir os tov in halochis, os tov in agoris, elo os tov in yiras Hashem. I was shocked. I understand, of course, the most important thing is to have Yirat Shamayim. But it appeared from the Loshen of the Mesilas Yishor that he equated, that's how it appeared to me anyway, say he equated the study of Halachas Hagodes with the study of philosophy, Latchumo, before medicine, mathematics. So I asked my father, how does he equate? So my father said, first he says, I've been there. Hashteitzach, my kenit falaych, chochmes ha'ilom mitir, amed var mamurim, ey, de chochmes ha'tir, geht hand in hand mit Tieres Hashem. Oder, ey, es geht nicht hand in hand mit Tieres Hashem. Is dan, is te halloch es na bodes. Die Idee als Arbeit ist Punkt für die Vor- und Punkt für die Mathematik. So wird gesagt, kein Schwindel. Versteht sich? Eben, es geht Hand in Hand. If the study of the Torah goes hand in hand with fear of Hashem, fear of God, then of course nothing can be compared to Haloches Nagones, Chas V'Sholem. All the Chochmes are necessary as they can come in the Torah. But no Chochme in the world, even medicine, so important for saving human lives, can Chas V'Sholem be compared and equated with Chochmes HaTorah. But if the Yedias HaTorah, Haloches Nagones, don't go ahead, we fear as Hashem, so then it's like mathematics. This is what the Novi says. Kim vizeis yisaleil ham yisaleil, haskeil v'yodei v'yisir. Kam yad Hashem v'yisachesed mishpot uzdok ha-boretz, ki v'yil lechopatz din mim ad Hashem. A person can find pride in one thing only, in Yedias Hashem. But don't think that Yedias Hashem consists in knowing physics, Chochmas HaTeva, metaphysics, in being able to prove B'derech HaNefesh, as the Rambam calls it in Rebuchim, Mitzias Hashem. No, Yedias Hashem consists primarily in emulating God's ways. Yerachto b'drocho, mahu rachu, matato yerachu, mahu chanu, afato yechanu, mahu chosi, afato yechosi, mahu kodesh, afato yekodesh. Mahu mifarnis, arevim, afate mifarnis, arevim. Mahu misameach, kale, saf. Afato misameach, chosin kale. Mahu kodameisim, afato yekevameisim. So then he can be considered as Yedei Hashem. But he's proficient in philosophy. He knows all the proofs for the existence of God. But he doesn't, and even if he knows Kola Terekola, Shaz Bavla V'Yerushalme, but he's not motivated by the Torah. He doesn't emulate the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Rachamim and Chesed and Tzedek and Mishpot. Then he's not Yedei Hashem. Kim Bezeis Yisaleil HaMisaleil Haskeil V'Yodeisi Kan Yad Hashem is a chesed mishpot u'tzdok ha-boretz, ki ve'ile chofatzti mi'un ha-Hashem. Then it can be considered as Yedei Hashem. So the Novi is saying that no person can be proud of his chochmeh, even if
Next time we have to hear about Parshas Achayim.
Huh?
If we did, it's not
Tzeiros.
Tzeiros.
That's right.